Each count carries a possible sentence of probation to 4 years in prison.
President Trump is looking to beef up military spending and pare back some domestic programs. The White House budget is being released next week. In it, the president will seek $750 billion for defense while cutting non-defense spending by 5%. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. When you use Groupon to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, you can use Groupon to save towards things you might not do every day. Save at a salon and have money to try out that new restaurant, go to a concert, or get a massage. The more you save, the more you can do. It's not rocket science. It's saving money. Hello? Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is a cow. A cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. That's why Vistaprint is offering 500 truly personalized business cards starting at $9.99. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. Get 500 business cards starting at $9.99 with promo code 5353. That's promo code 5353 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
The government says it's close to an agreement to allow genetically modified salmon on store shelves. Correspondent John Stolness with more.
The Food and Drug Administration is giving the go-ahead to salmon that is genetically modified to allow the salmon to grow twice as fast as normal, and lifted an alert that had prevented a Massachusetts-based company from importing its salmon eggs to its growing facility in Indiana. However, there are some legal challenges that must be tackled before the genetically modified salmon is sold in the U.S. The FDA, however, said the salmon has already undergone its safety reviews and that the fish will have a label on it that lets people know it was bioengineered. I'm John Stolness.
Health officials think there's a strong chance the flu season has peaked, but they are watching a recent wave of illnesses from a nastier flu strain. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now says that flu was reported to be widespread in 48 states last week. That's down from 49 states the week before. I'm Mike Moss.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Using an overpriced trash bag?
Pricey, pricey, pricey!
A bag that breaks?
Whippy, whippy, whippy!
Or a smelly bag?
Stinky, stinky, stinky!
Time to switch to Hefty Ultra Strong Trash Bags, always at an ultra low price.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
They're our best bags yet, and they cost less than Glad Force Flex, where sold head to head. So you'll be...
happy, happy, happy!
Hefty Ultra Strong with Arm & Hammer Odor Control. Also available in heavy duty black bags.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
ABC News is sponsored by Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 513 3rd Street Southeast in Huron, specializing in mobile glass replacement, windshield and door glass replacement, free pickup and delivery. Gary Zell's Auto Glass, 352-0836.
A winter storm warning continues until midnight tonight. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast. High of 32, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely again tonight, lows level off around 14, cloudy. Highs around 25 tomorrow. 3 to 5 inches of snow today through tonight. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujcicki on KOKK. Currently, it's 30.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. The championship game is set for tonight at the Class B Girls State Basketball Tournament at the Huron Arena. The top two seeds will play for the championship tonight. Ethan, seeded 1, and DeSmit, seeded 2, both picking up wins in the semifinals last night. Ethan built an early lead. They were up 10-0 in the first quarter and never were seriously threatened as they defeat Freeman in the first semifinal, 44-27. Ethan never trailed in the game. The second game was very much different. Went down to the final buzzer. 9 lead changes during the game. DeSmit outlasts Corsica Stickney 64-62. With 6.4 seconds left, Corsica Stickney was at the free throw line, down one. They missed the first one, made the second one. DeSmit was out of timeout, so they inbounded. Rin Ostis dribbled the length of the floor, then dumped a pass to Kennedy Buchholz underneath the basket, who scored as time ran out for the game winner. DeSmit head coach Doug Ostis says that the girls had two options for that final play, pending on what happened on the free throws.
Well, I called Rin over and I said, you know, you got to tell them if they get them down, we got to go Maryland. It's another different type of play. But I said, if they tie it, you got to get it in your hands as quick as you can, push it up. Tell Ken to get to the rim. It's somebody to get to the rim. That's what we did. I mean, you know, you don't draw stuff up like that. It's kind of a scramble deal. We call it a scramble drill. You just get it and go. See if somebody opens up in a tie game like that. I don't know, somehow it worked out.
Kristen Poppin had 22 points, 16 rebounds to lead DeSmit. Reagan Burke, 12 points. Rin Ostis, 11. So it'll be DeSmit and Ethan. One loss between the two teams to play for the championship. They did not meet during the regular season. Consolation games yesterday. Warner defeated Waverly South Shore 66-52. White River outscored Ipswich 69-61. The lineup for today at the Huron Arena at 12 noon. 7th place, Waverly South Shore plays Ipswich. 5th place, it'll be Warner and White River. 3rd place tonight at 6 o'clock, Freeman will play Corsica Stickney, and the championship game again will be Ethan and DeSmit. We'll have the 3rd place and championship games on the air tonight on KOKK, 1210 AM. College basketball yesterday, NAIA national tournaments continued down in Sioux City for the women and at the Pentagon in Sioux Falls for the men. At the Pentagon, Dakota Wesleyan was in the second round playing defending national champion Indiana Wesleyan. Indiana had a 13-point halftime lead. Dakota Wesleyan came back, took the lead late in the game. Indiana Wesleyan hit a 3-point shot with just over 2 seconds remaining. A half-court heave was off the mark for Wesleyan, and Indiana Wesleyan escaped with an 87-86 win over Dakota Wesleyan, ending DWU's season. Dakota Wesleyan women, the defending national champs in NAIA, defeated St. Francis of Illinois 63-49 in their second-round game yesterday. Former Huron Tiger Sarah Carr had 17 points to help Wesleyan to the victory. Wesleyan now in the quarterfinals. They will play Taylor University of Indiana at 6 o'clock tonight in Sioux City. That's the rundown of the scores from yesterday. Of course, not a lot else going on locally. I know JV Hockey is having their state tournament this weekend, but next weekend will be very busy as you have 5 state basketball tournaments, but plus state varsity boys hockey going on next weekend as well. Here on Tigers in the AA boys, they will open play in Rapid City next Thursday, 4 o'clock Central Time, against defending champion Yankton. Do have a couple of notes we do want to pass along for here on Tiger Basketball. The Tiger Roar Booster Club potlucks for both girls and boys are set up. The girls basketball potluck is scheduled for a week from Monday, March 18th. That'll be at the High School Commons beginning at 6 o'clock. The boys basketball potluck is scheduled for Tuesday, March 19th, again at the High School Commons, again at 6 o'clock. And both potlucks are open to the public. Coming up on Dakota Sports Saturday today, we'll talk some here on Tiger Basketball. Head boys coach John Scouten will join us. We will review the season that was for here on Tiger Girls JV with head coach Wade Stobbs and the freshman team with head coach Chris Roselle. And also a little news on the Summit League tournament. Forgot to mention that earlier, but the Summit League tournaments get underway today. South Dakota State And University of South Dakota women will play their first round games this afternoon. They have the top two seeds. South Dakota State men will play tonight. They have the top seed as well. University of South Dakota men are on tap for tomorrow night. All those games going on at the Denny in Sioux Falls. And, well, they're going to be worried about the weather like everybody else is. And we'll have a few comments on running that tournament with weather issues with Summit League Commissioner Tom Doppel. That's all coming up here on Dakota Sports Saturday. With the Saturday Morning Scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
The Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Inbound comes to Tegan Evers, taking some time, 4-3. Tegan comes through, he'll drive, the quarter in the lead, got it, at the buzzer!
Huron Tiger Boys Basketball will play defending champion Yankton in the first round of the State AA Boys Basketball Tournament, Thursday, March 14th, in Rapid City. Pregame at 3:40, tip-off at 4 o'clock.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Dakota Sports.
And we're back here as we continue on Dakota Sports Saturday. First up this morning, we talk with John Scouten, head boys basketball coach for the Huron Tigers. Huron Tigers off till next Thursday when they open up play at the AA tournament in Rapid City against Yankton. It was last Saturday night. The Tigers get a win that looked very similar to a game last night at the arena in the Class B tournament. But, coach, as you look back now here, we've had a kind of a week to dwell on it. Boy, this is one of those games that I don't think anybody involved is ever going to forget, especially in the black and orange.
Yeah, you know, last Saturday night up in Watertown, that was just an incredible atmosphere. You know, both teams loaded on the line. A streaking Watertown team that had won six or seven in a row, feeling really good about themselves. And then you had us, you know, we had our up and downs this year, but, you know, we went in there with our game plan and the kids executed, and you can't say enough about the Huron Tiger fans, Tiger Nation. They come out in full force when we're playing a game like that, and that definitely helps, you know, propel our kids. Watertown had a great crowd. It was just overall it was an incredible environment for a high school basketball game.
Yeah, I guess the eye-opener, and we saw it right away, and you pretty much stuck with it much of the game. You came out in a 1-3-1 zone. You had a long wingspan there at the point of it, usually either Tegan Evers or Derek Simmonsma, and it took a round of adjustment for Watertown. I don't know if they ever fully did adjust to it.
Yeah, you know, this time of the year, you got to pull out all the stops, and you got to do what's necessary to win. And I guess, you know, coming into that game, we felt like, you know, our man-to-man is good at times, but there's also times when, you know, this group of kids we've learned this year, they like to take chances. They like to go try to get some steals. So we tried as a coaching staff to figure out, you know, how can we use that aggressiveness and still have, you know, some help side, some guys in the back or in the second level, you know, to help if we do go for a steal and miss it. So we did a little research. We thought the 1-3-1 would be a good option for us. We kept Kobe in there making sure if guys out top got beat on dribble penetration, that he was there to kind of help stop that. But you're exactly right. It comes down to the length that we can put on the floor with Tanner and Derek, Kobe, Tegan, you know, guys like that, Blake and Colton in the middle of that thing with their long arms. And then you have guys like Jet and Cooper, you know, on the bottom or on the wing who are, you know, they fly around, they'll do anything you ask them to do. Don't necessarily have the length, but they're going to bust their tail. And then Nathan Bournes and Mason and Hayden, you know, quick little guys that are going to get out there and get in passing lanes. So we thought the 1-3-1 was a good advantage for us. Obviously something that they probably weren't going to have prepared for because, you know, we're here on and our reputation is man. And so it caught them off guard to begin with, I think, and that just kind of gave us an advantage the rest of the night.
You know, and as you look back at it, I know the two guys you were most concerned with were Solomon Bach and Blake Holton. If I memory serves me to right, they each scored 8 points. And in particular, Solomon Bach, he just really could not find a role in their offense, it seemed like, at times.
Yeah, and Bach actually only had five. So, you know, you got to give our kids a lot of credit. He had the three in the corner in the first half. Or, no, it was probably the third quarter. And then he had the little post up in the fourth quarter to cut the lead to one. And Holden, you know, he got some easy looks, some easy shots. Some of them didn't, some of them went, some of them didn't. You know, the Florida kid is really, that was kind of our second, you know, target or whatever you want to call him. But yeah, I think he got loose and had 15 or 17, had some open threes. Obviously he hit the big three at the end. There was 6 seconds to go. But it was a total team effort and I couldn't be more proud of our guys.
You know, and I just go back to a defense there because it was such a great effort there on the 1-3-1. I mentioned the two guys at the top. I thought Nathan Borst just played a flawless game. He was kind of playing the left wing on that, if I remember right. And, you know, that just looked like that's a spot that just perfectly suits him.
Yeah, you know, and for a kid like Nathan, you know, who, you know, when you think Nathan Borst, the first thing you think of maybe isn't his defense. I thought he had an incredible game. And we kind of razzed him this week of practice a little bit. You know, wow, you know, you can play D. And you go, hey, coach, it's postseason, man. It's win or go home. Anything's got to do it now. So, you know, like to see that a little bit more consistent throughout the regular season. But you got to give a kid like that credit. He knew what was at stake for himself, for his teammates, for his community. He laid it on the line defensively, and he got the job done.
You know, and go back to that last play. We talked about it in the post game as well, but you did have a timeout. You used it. It was 6.4 seconds, if memory serves me. Jet McGurr inbounds. The option was either Teagan or Kobe, pending who could get open. Derek Simmonsma's job was to get to half court and set a screen, and what a screen. And Teagan, boy, that, you know, that takes confidence. That takes guts to do what Teagan did, go all the way and then collect yourself, you know, with a lot of forward momentum to go up and get that soft touch to get it to go in.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, those guys, you know, they executed the play correctly. Derek, you know, he put himself in position to hit the screen, and he did. And that sprung Teagan free, and Teagan, you know, took it from there. You know, the part that I liked was, you know, Teagan caught the ball, and Kobe's kind of flanking it to his right in case there's some trouble. He's got an outlet there. Jet was kind of behind him and got in trouble there. Obviously, Derek hit the screen. Nathan's down the floor a little bit. I mean, so all five guys were involved. It wasn't like one guy just went and everyone else is watching. And, you know, to our kids' credit, when that timeout was called, you know, they hit that big three. The place is rocking. The roof's blowing off. They all walked over. They sat down. We're looking at each other dead in the eyes, and we're believing in each other that we got something that we can do, we can execute, and have a shot to go win. You know, it wasn't poor us hanging our heads. So you got to give, you know, these are high school kids. You got to give them a lot of credit for that kind of mental toughness.
Now, kind of the hard part in this situation, you're kind of on both sides of the issue here. It's basically 12 days off now. You're obviously over halfway through now, but it was 12 days off before that state tournament opens up. I know the kids got a day off Monday, well deserved. But you said after that, here the last 4 days, it's been some pretty hard practices again.
Yeah, you know, as a coach, looking at all the details and things you got to do that come with the state tournament, it's kind of nice to have the time. Especially since it's the first time for a lot of us, you know, just making sure we're getting everything covered and turned in on time and all that kind of stuff. But from the coaching standpoint, in terms of X's and O's and the basketball side of it, it is a long break, you know, so we gave them Monday off, let them enjoy it. Tuesday got back in the swing. Tuesday's practice was maybe a little bit, more chill than the other ones, just kind of getting back in the flow. But then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we got after it and, you know, tried to make it as game-like as you can at this time of the year. Go as hard as you can, and then we'll give them today and tomorrow off, and then hit it again, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, as we prepare for Thursday's first round.
And Thursday's first round, defending champion Yankton will be a 4:00 Mountain Time tip-off. Kind of some odd times there, especially on the first day for some of those games. But Yankton, we played them back on January 8th. They got us by 6 or 8 points. A game we were down 13 or so in the third quarter, came back, we're down 2 with the ball, I believe, twice towards the end of the game. And obviously there's that number 32 you have to deal with.
Yeah, you know, the first time around, down in their place, 6-point game. You know, I think Teagan went for 30, 31 that night. only to be outdone by Moore's 45. And, you know, the kid, I wouldn't say it was so much that we just lost him. He had a lot of tough shots. There were a lot of shots we'd like to have back, make him a little bit tougher. I know coming out of that game, that was kind of our message. We felt like he didn't necessarily earn all those points. But at the end of the day, he's a great player. And he's surrounded by good role players. You know, so as we move into our game plan and we start executing that kind of stuff, I mean, we got to start paying attention, obviously, to Moore's, obviously. But at the same time, we got to make sure we cover up those other guys as well.
You know, and I've been hearing, I know they had one injury they had to work through. I know he missed a couple of weeks. That sounds like that big 6'9 kid off the bench is really starting to play well here down the stretch as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and yeah, Riken went down with an ankle or a lower leg injury against Roosevelt, not sure, late January. So he was out for quite a while. But you're right, the big 35, Kostris, I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, big 6'9 kid, junior, he's in there, he's a big body, they're learning how to use him, he's learning how to play, where he can find his role, where he can execute, for them, so he's played well, you know, so, you know, similar to us in terms of, you know, Kobe goes down early, you know, we had guys step up, and, you know, Tanner went down, we had some guys step in for him. You know, and that's the beauty about high school sports. You got to have the next man up mentality, and that kid had it, and he's been playing really well. So that's just another piece that Coach Haynes has down there. He's got a full stable for sure. We're gonna have to have a heck of a defensive effort Thursday to come out with a victory.
You know, and after being in the AA 2 years ago, we missed last year, and when you look down at the roster, really, Kobe Bush is the only one with state tournament experience. This will be new for kids, but I think this is the type of bunch where I don't think that's going to throw anybody off.
Yeah, and that's, you know, same perspective coming into the season. You know, Kobe and Tegan, Tanner had some experience, but really after that, you know, Jet had some starting experience as well. But you're exactly right. Going out there, this is a brand new experience. You know, our job as coaches is to make sure that we allow them to have fun and enjoy the moment, but also at the same time, we got to be focused because this isn't a vacation. We're not just happy to be out there. With the parity that's in the field this year, you know, anybody can get hot and win that thing. So we got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to be playing our best basketball Thursday.
And finally here, and I kind of mentioned it before, I know you were at the semifinals there at the arena last night for Class B. That final play for DeSmit looked a little familiar, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did, you know, and you got to give a lot of credit to Coach Ostis at DeSmit. He's built a heck of a program there. You know, his daughter, you know, that's one nice thing about having your daughter as a player for you. I'm sure that conversation has been had multiple times sitting around the dinner table or, you know, if this happens. From a coaching standpoint, I sat there and I was watching him. You know, that girl made that free throw, and he's hollering at his team. He got his point guard over there, which happened to be his daughter, you know, told her something, and she went over to scream it to the team, communicated, and then obviously they executed that final play well, and you got to give her a lot of credit. She didn't just put her head down and go over to the rim. She saw the floor. The defense helped. She found her teammate wide open for the game winner in the state semifinal. And now they got to go play a good Ethan team against Coach Young in the state championship tonight. So it should be a fun night in the Huron Arena.
Yeah, you mentioned Ethan. I know you have a lot of admiration for Coach Young. He's got a system that works very well.
Yeah, you know, my days at James Valley, he was at Mitchell Christian. You know, so competing against him and his teams, had a lot of good teams. You know, his teams are incredibly well coached, flawless in their approach on the defensive end, man or zone or whatever it is. You know, and then they always have good athletes on the offensive side. So I'm looking forward to tonight. You know, obviously the environment in the Huron Arena is unlike any other. I think the State B Girls is an incredible event here. And you gotta give all those teams credit. You know, of course, Kasichny, I was incredibly impressed with their team last night and the youth that they have on the team. You would have any idea that they got freshmen and eighth graders playing in the state semifinals.
Well, have you ever seen a team that starts an eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th, and 12th grader? One from each grade is the starting five.
No, you don't see that. That's very rare. But you wouldn't, like I said, you wouldn't know that watching them play. They just compete hard for each other. And that's the beauty about March. You know, you guys, you lay it on the line for your teammates. You bust your tail, and fun things can happen.
And just to wrap it up, get back to your Huron Tigers, the path wasn't the easiest one that you wanted to take to get there, but you did get to the state AA tournament. You look at the SODAC 16 last week, Huron Tiger boys were the only lower-seeded team, the only road team to win a game, girls or boys. So, you know, a big accomplishment right there. Hopefully that shows the kids that there's just more that we can do.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you look at the postseason and ultimately, at the start of the season, your goal is to get to that Sweet 16. Yeah, you'd like to have a home game, and we had that chance, and just wasn't in the cards for us. We did it to ourselves there. But the bottom line is we were in it. We had a good matchup for us, and we went out, we executed, we won. And now you can't take that away from our kids, can't take it away from our guys. And now we got to go out Thursday and be ready to make some noise on Thursday against a really, 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 really good Yankton team.
John Scouten, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. They'll play Yankton first round of the state AA Boys Basketball Tournament, 4 o'clock Central Time next Thursday afternoon. You'll hear it over on Tiger 95. Still to come, we got some Tiger Girls basketball details. We'll talk with Chris Rozell, the freshman coach, and also Wade Stobbs, the JV coach. A little bit about the Summit League Tournament as well coming up here on Dakota Sports.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You've got Dakota Sports.
Going to do our overview of the Huron Tiger Girls Basketball C team with their head coach Chris Rozell. The Tiger C team ended up with a record of 13-6 this year, so a successful season. And Chris, first off, just tell us exactly what is the C team.
Well, the C team is basically our freshman girls. There was a total of six of them, and then it kind of turned into a C team, I guess, when one of them might have got hurt, and we had to pull down some sophomores to play, and I think it was just about three games this year. But for the most part, it was six freshman girls, minus Bella Shreves, who started the year out with us, but then it was moved up to varsity, so we just kind of finished off with our six warriors, I guess we want to call them.
Well, really, it was a nice mix. You got a couple of girls that have some good size. You have some girls that can handle the ball. And it's not, from what I understand, these girls have been playing together for quite a few years as well.
Yeah, they have. You know, they started back in, I believe, the fourth grade. Laura McGurr took them and started that little team with them, and there was some talent there, and it's just kind of been improving, you know, since they were little kids. So they put a lot of time in, and like you said, a great mixture of girls, some big girls, some shooting girls, and ball handling girls. So it's kind of a nice little mixture.
Talk about your six here. You said you didn't need a roster to remember them all. I guess that is pretty easy to remember. Plus, your daughter's in the group, so you probably knew most of these girls anyway.
Yeah, they're all kind of like my daughters anyway. This is the second year I've had them. I had them last year as eighth graders, where they lost just one game. So losing six to them this year was kind of a dramatic for them at times. But you know, with that, they improved. They grew from that, and It was a pretty successful season.
Well, let's kind of go down each girl, talk a little about them and what they did for your team this year.
I guess we can start with our post players. Alexis Fintras, you know, at times had to tell her to shoot the ball a little bit too much, or more than what she did. We needed her to score a lot this year, and I think at the end of the year she figured that out, put the ball in the basket quite a bit for us. And Peyton Shookhart, we talked to her today about how far she's come in the last 2 years, so that's really exciting to see for her. And Gracie Culver, I told her how much she improved from the beginning of the year towards the end, just her rebounding and her court awareness and all that good stuff. And she's battled all year, and I think she finally figured some things out for us, especially on the defensive end, where she was such a strong rebounder for us. And then kind of at our guard spots, we got Kenya Bigelow, Margaret, I call her. She is definitely our defensive specialist. She's a bulldog out there. She works her butt off every second of the game. And she actually put up some points when we needed it at times this year, and helped us win some games that way on the offensive ends. So I was really proud of her for that. So I think she had a great year. at the other guard spot is Jazz McGurr. I've put her in the, as one of the more improved players I've seen in the last 2 years, especially on the offensive end where she's now looking to score the basketball. She's a fierce rebounder as well, and just kind of adds into the mix with this group. So she had a great year too for me. And the lastly is my daughter Reese Roselle. She with the Bella Shrees being taken away about three games into the season, she, when that happened, we were out in Rapid City, and she had, I believe she had 21 points against Stevens and 16 points against Central. And as a team, I didn't think they believed in that they could win as many games as they did without Bella, and I think Reese kind of took it upon herself that weekend to say somebody has to score these points now that Bella is gone, and I think she stepped up and did that and just kind of propelled our whole season. So I'm proud of her for doing that, and I think that really helped the team overall.
Again, talking with Chris Roselle, the C-team coach for Huron Tiger girls basketball. They finished out the season with a record of 13-6. And Chris, it just sounds like as much as anything, this is a unit that works well together. Obviously, Bella Shree moving off, that was a little bit of a gut check for all of them. But obviously, they responded well to it. And as they move forward, you know, Bella Shree did start the last half of the season, there's some more out of that group that could definitely get some significant varsity minutes next year.
Yeah, I agree. You know, as much as you want probably your best scorer or you know, on the floor to be part of your team, it definitely helped our team not to have her there this year, especially at this young age. But I would just really like to have her, but, you know, she's a great girl. And like you said, about three games into the season, we had all these plays, all these sets, and finally, I just said, we're not running a play the rest of the season. This group, like you said, they play so well together. I never called a play all year long after that. And they just kind of know how to play basketball and how to do it together. And that's the fun and exciting part with this group.
Another thing, too, and I always say this to a freshman coach, doesn't matter what the sport is, these girls got a few things that they're working through, because when you go from middle school to high school, there's changes, a lot more road trips. You go everywhere the varsity goes. You practice Wednesdays, never did that before. There's a lot of things on these girls' plates to get used to. I got to keep up on the homework and everything else.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you don't think about that all the time, but That kind of makes them a little different. And not once did they ever complain about stuff like that. And they were there till the last practice, until our DAC 16 game. They traveled with us, and I think they generally love the game and like each other even more, probably. And that goes to say why maybe they're so successful.
And now as we look ahead here, and I'm going to ask you what do they need to improve on, and I think it's going to be the same thing no matter varsity player on down to a freshman. We're going to kind of say about the same two things. One, they have to work on their shooting. Two, they have to get stronger.
Yep, we're not going to be the biggest team. We weren't all year, but that's kind of our theme going into the summer months, is that these girls definitely need to get stronger. Then that's from the top on down, the whole program. But if these girls can do that with the skills that they have, you never know, they could. Many of them can be pushing for varsity next year. So, and it's just kind of on their plate. It's up to them. But looking back on this season, it was a very successful season, and I'm proud of each and every one of them.
And just to wrap things up here, you always hand off right from golf to basketball and back to golf. You got the girls' golf season coming up. Maybe it's hard to think right now, when are we ever going to get on a golf course?
Well, we always have the arena, so we can always be in here golfing. And I think that starts our first available practice, or allowable practice, is April 1st, I believe. But I don't see that being outside especially. But just one season after another, but that's the way it goes.
Chris Rozelle, C-Team, or freshman coach for the Huron Tiger girls basketball team. And again, they had a fine season going 13-6. More coming up, Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
Now we're going to review the Huron Tiger girls basketball JV season with their coach, Wade Stubbs. The JV girls finished out with a record of 3-16 on the season. And Wade, just kind of give your overview of the season. Struggled scoring at times, but on the other hand, JV's always kind of a turning door. Some girls come down, some girls go off, and you're sometimes wondering which lineup I'm going to be able to use tonight.
Yeah, it's we were able to kind of stabilize there towards the end of the year. Like you said, we began the year, struggled to score a little bit, but we saw a lot of improvement throughout the year. And by the end, we were being very competitive with everybody we played. We won two out of our last three games we played, only won three games on the year, but we were starting to be more and more competitive. And that's what we were pushing to the girls throughout the season, is we have to be able to score the basketball and get to around 40 points. The couple games we won, we got to 31 and held them to 30. So defensively, we did a really nice job there. But we were competing, even against the peers and the teams we were playing at the end. Even though we lost a few of those, we were in the game. And they were competitive games.
You know, and basically, a lot of your girls did get at least a little bit of varsity time here and there because we just plain and simple used a lot of girls. Just kind of run down the roster, talk a little about each girl and what they brought to your team.
Yeah, we had a number of girls play for us. You know, each one, it was hard to know what you were going to get game in and game out. We need to get more consistent in our playing ability and our confidence in ourselves. But I had three guards that played a ton of minutes for me. Lexi Gilbert handled the ball quite a bit. Braylee Thomas handled the ball. And then Maddie Huber were my three guards that I went through, started. And then Bree Ghost came off the bench. And Bree Ghost, from the start of the year to the finish of the year, we probably saw the most improvement of any of them. Saw limited minutes at the beginning and then saw more minutes at the end. But I kind of rotated those four guards through our guard rotation, handled the ball for us. And in the post, later in the year, we brought down Brooke Schiltz. She started for us varsity at the beginning of the year. Brought her down, started playing 3 to 4 quarters for me of JV minutes, and I think that helped her. So she got minutes. Libby Rounds got minutes at the post, and then Abby DeYoung got minutes at the post for me.
You know, and those post players, you know, that's almost like a keen interest for the program because we don't have a lot of tall girls. Those girls have some size, but they have a lot of potential there to help out at 7 o'clock in the future.
Yeah, there's a lot of minutes. And if you look at our varsity, one of the places we struggled was defending the post. It wasn't our girls didn't try, didn't work hard down there. It's just we didn't have the big physical bodies to defend and play against a lot of the big physical posts that we played against with some of those good teams like the O'Gormans and Harrisburgs and Lincolns and stuff. So there's a lot of minutes there to be had. We're going to expect a lot of improvement, a lot of time put in, and we got to build up a lot of strength in our lower level girls in order to compete at that varsity level.
Then talk about some of the other girls you had on the roster there. You talked a little about the guards and about the post players. Then you had some swing players, too, that, you know, kind of the shooters, that sort of thing.
Yeah, Brooklyn Botel came in, shot the ball really well for us at times. Just, again, with pretty much all of my JV girls, were looking for that consistency. And they weren't able to come consistently every single night. And hopefully another year, another summer of improvement, again, another summer of building their skills, building confidence in themselves, that we can improve on that next year. You know, that's kind of the girls that we had. Libby Rounds as a post player. We had Abby DeYoung, Brooke Schultz, and then Brooklyn Botel kind of went inside and outside for us, was probably one of our better shooters through part of the year. And those girls really stepped up, and like I said, really improved from day one where we started till the end as far as competing and playing competitive basketball games.
And also you did have a few freshmen that did come up and give you some minutes here and there as well.
Yeah, here and there. We played a freshman a little bit more at the beginning of the season than we did at the end, simply because we were able to play him because Coach Roselle had seven girls to begin with, and once we took Bella from him, he was down to six, and he didn't want any of them getting hurt, and they had to play a lot of minutes in there. So I didn't play them a lot of minutes in our JV level. Towards the end of the year, that last game, I played Alexis a little bit more. But other than that, the freshmen kind of had their game, and I kind of let them have that. So I didn't really use a lot of them there, but a few of them were probably ready to play for us.
And talk some of the things you saw out of your JV team this year. I guess one of the first things you'd bring up, yeah, we did have trouble scoring, but as you mentioned, won a couple of games where you held the opponent to 30 points. That means defensively, the girls were solid.
Yeah, they played hard all year long. You can't complain about their effort. The first game of the year against Sioux Falls, Washington, I think we scored 14 points total. I think we got beat 33-14. And from then on, our goal was to be able to put games together and be able to consistently score. Our goal was to get to 10 points a quarter. We weren't able to get there, but we were able to get closer to that. And, you know, just offensively, we needed to see that consistency to try and get there to keep us in games. If we could get to that 40 mark, we would have won a lot more games. We couldn't get there. 30, 32, we got to 40 a couple times and still lost, but we just need to get that consistency in our scoring.
Now let's talk about what these girls need to work on. Obviously, all these girls got an opportunity to play in the 7 o'clock game next year. Some will be playing in that 7 o'clock game next year. But I think up and down from Budenhagen at the varsity all the way on to Coach Roselle there with the freshmen, everybody's pretty much got the same theme of looking forward. Everybody's got to get stronger. Everybody's got to work on their shooting and just be in the gym.
Yeah, biggest thing is strength. The stronger we can become, the easier the game is going to get. We play a lot of bigger schools, bigger, stronger athletes than what we have. We have to be able to compete there. We're not going to be able to grow height-wise and be as big as those girls, but we're going to have to be physically stronger to be able to compete with those girls. We got to get in the weight room. We got to be able to attack the rim, be able to go through the hands, to finish through contact and not get bumped off of our line to the rim. A number of different things. We got to be able to defend at the post better so we don't have to help out as much and suck down with our guards and give them open shots. We have to be able to defend one-on-one there to give us a better chance to defend people better as a team.
And we'll wrap it up again, talking with Wade Stobbs, JV coach for the Huron Tiger girls. And Wade, as everybody knows, you were a varsity coach there for, I believe, 4 years. And then with Budenhagen moving over, you stepped back to the JV job. And it looked to me like it was a pretty seamless transition. It looked like you and Bud were working together pretty well in working the girls this year. And you kind of forgot what the difference was between being the head coach and the JV coach. JV coach, you coach basketball.
Yeah, you know, this year was a very good year. You know, Coach Bud was great to work with. I think we, like you talked about, we worked very well together. You know, coming into it, you know, you really didn't know what to expect, but I kind of forgot what it was like to just be an assistant coach and come and coach. You know, we talk about practice schedule the night before, you know, after the practice, before we get to the next day. We talk about what we wanted to do, and then he would put it together, and I'd show up, I'd get my practice schedule, we'd talk a little bit more about things, and then we'd go and coach. The fundraising, you know, talk a little bit about that. We kind of did a little bit together as far as the summer schedules, the practice schedules, and everything. It takes a lot of time, and people don't realize what it takes and the time head coaches put into it. it, and I kind of forgot what it was like to just kick back, not really relax, but I mean not have all that extra responsibility and to show up and coach, just coach basketball again.
Wade Stobbs, JV coach for Huron Tiger Girls basketball. They finished up their season with a record of 3 wins and 16 losses. We'll get things wrapped up here on Dakota Sports Saturday next year on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports is committed to excellence in sports broadcasting.
Good morning, everyone. Back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we wrap it up as we talk a little about the big event going down in Sioux Falls starting today. The annual Summit League Tournament will be held at the Denny Sanford Premier Center. 4 games today, 4 games tomorrow with conference champions and bursts in the NCAA Tournament to be decided by Tuesday night. Well, the winter storm that we're looking moving into the area could have an impact on those Summit League championships, but Commissioner Tom Doppel says after last year, he still thinks fans will attend.
I look at last Monday's game when I-29 was shut down, and we made that announcement an hour or so before the games, and there were still people pouring in. So I think it will have an effect. Unfortunately, Saturday, you know, it's usually our, you know, one of our higher attended games. But I believe that they'll find a way to get here. Hopefully it's safe.
Tournament Director Mindy K. Larson says teams and officials are keeping in touch as they travel to Sioux Falls and look to arrive at the destination, whether or no. Doppel says that the tournament's had good support and has grown during its 11-year run in Sioux Falls.
Our attendance, our media coverage, our support with our sponsors is second to none when you come to the mid-majors, and we're kicking the door down with the Power Fives in attendance, and especially in our women's side.
Ticket sales remain strong as they get set to start play today. Both the USD and SDSU women's teams will play this afternoon, being the top two seeds in the tournament. SDSU men will play tonight. USD men will play tomorrow night. And again, as I mentioned earlier, champions will be crowned Tuesday. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday. Coming up tonight here on KOKK, we'll have the third place and the championship game from the Class B Girls Basketball Tournament. And we'll be on the air right around 6 o'clock and bring you both those games to wrap up that tournament and that run here in Huron. After that, we're just about done with play-by-play. Next week, we'll have Huron Tigers out in Rapid City with the AA Boys Basketball Tournament starting on a Thursday. Those games Thursday, Friday, Saturday on 1340 KIJV and Tiger 95. Coming up next is Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. After that, Mike Hendrickson and the Sports Max. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Monty James for the Territory Rodeo Update's Top 5 Countdown. While the American is in the rear view and 50,000 of the winner's paycheck will go to the PRCA World Standings, we have a brand new fresh set of standings coming hence, but first we want to tell you about our TRU gear at RodeoTRU.com. Yes, these are the caps everyone wants and all the cool kids wear. High quality hoodies, t-shirts, caps, all ship right to your door at one super low price. Hit us up at RodeoTRU.com. Do that now.
Thank God, sir. Come get Bassett Livestock Auction, Bassett, Nebraska. Wednesday, March 13th, is going to be a special feeder cattle sale. 2,500 head will sell. 440 black steers, 6 1/4 to 8, Jim and Jake Johnson. 400 red baldy, black baldy steers, 6 to 7, Monahan Cattle Company. 270 red, black, Hereford steers and heifers. 5 1/2 to 6 1/2, Neil and Mary Ammon. That's all Wednesday, March 13th, special feeder cattle sale. 2,500 head at the Bassett Livestock Auction. You can check out our complete listing at BassettLivestock.com. You can also view and bid live on Cattle USA. All of us here, thanks, and have a great day.
Now then, y'all, from PRCA World Headquarters, hearken now as we present the top five in each event in the world of pro rodeo. Raza, lock it down, and let's get it on. Council Bluffs, Iowa, and Valley City, North Dakota Pro Shows coming up this weekend. In the Bears, Manitoba's Oren Larson way out front after the American, oft-world champ Casey Field, number 2. Mandan, North Dakota's Ty Brewer, 3rd. Texas twosome Rick Champion and...